This episode contains sensitive topics. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Annie.
Hi, I'm Gwen.
And this is The Other Side. Today we're talking about foster care awareness.
What was like your childhood like?
So I grew up with my biological parents. It was rough. But I didn't go into foster care until I was 13.
What was, like, your home, like, kind of, like, with your biological parents?
They were not the greatest people. They would hit me and a lot of not-so-nice things. I was sexually assaulted by my biological father when I was younger. And that, like, was one of the causes for me to go into foster care.
Was there, like, anybody, like, that tried to help you to get where you, like, are today with that, the whole bio problem?
Not really. It wasn't until I went into foster care that I really got the help that I needed.
How did, like, the system kind of work for you? Like, how was it for you?
So, at first, it was rough. I was so confused. I had no idea what to do with anything. Because at first, I was like, oh, so now I'm going to stay with these people. I have no idea who they are. And I'd have these caseworkers coming in once a week, every single week, to come see, like, my bedroom and see all the things I had, make sure I wasn't harming myself or doing anything that wasn't bad for me. So, and then they'd talk to, like, my foster parents, and I thought it was going good. And I ended up getting moved out of my first foster home after being there for a year with them. There was no explanation or anything. I was just told that I have to go to a different place. And then after that, I really started getting the help that I needed.
Do you still, like, are you still in contact with your real parents?
I am not. I talk to my biological sister, though, but she's the only biological family member that I talk to.
How, like, are your experiences now, like, with all of that and, like, your bio family and then, like, your adoptive family?
I mean, like, looking back at it, all the things that I've gone through to be at where I'm now is crazy, but I'm so happy with the way they went because I love the person I'm becoming. Like, graduating high school this year, if you asked me, like, 4 years ago if I ever thought I was going to do that, I would say no. And, like, I have plans for college. I passed my road test. Like, I'm in such a good spot right now, and I'm so incredibly happy. And my family, they're amazing people. They brought me in, and they've taught me so many things. We've had rough patches, but that's just how it goes. But it is literally the most magical thing ever.
How old were you when you officially got adopted?
I'm 18 now, but I was adopted last June when I was 17. It was nice.
How long have you been living with them, like, in total?
Since I was in 8th grade, and now I'm in my senior year of high school. I was in the system since I was, like, 13, I think.
Do any of your biological siblings still live with your biological parents?
That I know of, my little brother does, but I haven't had contact with them in almost 4 years, so I'm not fully sure. I know my older brother graduated last year, and he is out on his own, but my younger brother, who's 11 now, I believe, is still living with my biological mother, but my biological father is in prison.
Do you ever, like, miss him sometimes, like, just, like, in general, or?
There's parts of it that I miss, but then, like, there's parts that just, like, haunt me. But, like, there's bits and pieces where, like, I had such amazing memories with, like, my siblings. We'd, like, we tried to dig a hole to China at one point because we just wanted to explore the world together. And, like, there's, like, bits and pieces like that that I really miss. But then, at the same time, I'm so happy where I am now. And I don't want to look back at all the things that has happened before. And, like, where I am now is such a good place. And I couldn't be more happy with my family.
What are your experiences now, like, in school and just, like, the, like, world?
A lot of people do know that I was in foster care and that I am now adopted. And sometimes I have people saying things to me that aren't very kind. I was told once to go back to my real family, and then they looked at me and they said, never mind, you can't because you're adopted. which that hurt a lot. I did not know how to react, and I was pretty upset about it. But at the same time, I've gotten strong, and I know not to react in certain ways. So I've learned that I just have to face it. But then I realized that I'm in such a good place now. I don't really care. Like, I'm doing amazing. How about you? What was your childhood like?
Well, growing up, my real parents were in my life kind of still. And for me, it's me and my two other brothers, an older one and a younger one. And we were together. Like, when we got moved from my real parents, they stuck us together, so we never got separated. So with my real parents being in my life still, and then me being with my foster parents, it was really messy. And it was always very chaotic because it was like my older brother always wanted to see them, and then I didn't know how to feel about them. And then my younger brother still didn't know much, because we got to my foster home. I was like 1 year old, my brother was like two, and my younger brother was 5 months. So it was very chaotic, and it wasn't like we were never really that stable. It was always, we were always all over the place. And with my brothers having ADHD, it was like they were getting diagnosed, and we were just always all over the place, and it was a very chaotic childhood for me.
If you don't mind me asking, why did you go into foster care?
Well, we went into foster care from what I have been told from my real parents and like my mom. There was a lot going on with my real father. He was not a good person, and he would hurt my real mother, and then she grew up in a very toxic house too, so it was just very messy for her. And then they got into like drugs and alcohol, and it just wasn't being good, and we were getting hurt. We, like me and like my older brother and my younger brother, we would have burn marks from cigarettes on us. It was like a really bad thing for us. So like the house was not good. Our grandparents were not good either. So we were just, we got put in there because we were really young, and my younger brother ended up getting really sick, and that's how they found out that we were not getting treated well, because when they looked at us, you could see that we were like not getting treated well, and like, yeah.
How did the system work for you?
I thought the system was like fine. I just think that they just didn't care as much as I feel like they should have. And it was very, like, I feel like it was a very long process too. Like, it was very long, and I feel like they like to pay attention more to like my other siblings. And I felt like for me, I was just like a little bit left out, and I thought it was like a little bit unfair, and it was just a little chaotic, the system. I didn't really think it was okay. And I just felt like we would always have different social workers, and it was just like a mess. And I just thought the system was just like not the best.
Why did you have different social workers?
I think we had different social workers because of my real mother always being in and out of our lives. And I think she would always, like, she still had a say to change things up a little bit. So I feel like it made it messier. And it was just like we would always have different ones. And then some couldn't help us in the way they wanted to because of my brothers, and it was just like me. So I just felt like it was always changing up. We eventually found a social worker that sticked with us and still sticks with us. So it was just like really good. And it was always changing up, and it was just like a little chaotic when it was coming to those social workers.
I understand that. Within my two homes, I've had at least 4 different caseworkers.
Yeah, I really like to mix it up.
Yeah, it's really chaotic. Like, I got really close with one of them, and then it was just, like, changed, and it was really sad.
Yeah, I had one that was, like, she was super sweet, and I just really liked her. And then she actually had to go somewhere else. Like, they were moving her to a different location or whatever, so I ended up not seeing her ever again, and it made me really sad, because she was super sweet, and I liked it. She would give me candy. I liked candy.
Where are you now in the process? Are you still in the system, or do you have an adoptive family?
So we got adopted officially when I was in first grade. I am 16 now, so I'm in 10th grade, so it's been a really big time since then. We are still kind of in the system because it is three of us. Like, it's me, my younger brother, and my older brother. So it has been three of us. And then my younger brother is kind of a troublemaker. So we're still in the system because for the state has to help us with different things and they're supposed to help us with that. So we're kind of still in the system, but like, we are officially adopted. They are our foster parents and we don't have to, like, we're not going to get put back into a different foster home. Like, we are officially adopted by my person I call my mother now. Did you ever think you were going to have a loving family?
Honestly, after everything I went through, I was so scared to ever actually have a family again. It took me so long to call my now adoptive parents mom and dad. I would always call them by their first names. And I was so scared to address them by mom and dad because I was like, if I do that, then something's going to go wrong. I'm going to have to leave because that's what happened at my last home. And I was just so horrified that that would happen again. But now I am more confident than ever and I really, really trust them. And I call them both mom and dad. And personally, I think I drive them a little crazy, but they love me and they're stuck with me now. How about you?
Well, since I was like in my foster home so early and I've been with the same foster mom forever, I've always called her mom and I've always considered her mom because she took care of me when I was sick and when like all these things were happening to me. So I've always considered her my mom. And even there, sometimes I feel like that household is like a lot, but like, I feel like I do have family. Like, I have friends, I make like, they're all like family to me. And I just feel like where I've grown up in the environment, like just in general, I feel like I'm fine and I have the family that I want and need.
I really wish there was something where we could talk to other kids like this. Because honestly, right now, like talking to someone who's been through something similar, who has been through the system like I have been, is such a relieving thing to know that I wasn't alone, but also to know that things are different for everyone. And it's nice to actually be able to talk to other kids who understand what you're going through.
Yeah, there hasn't been like really much of like anything like, and it's like sometimes like when you try to talk to like a therapist or something, they like to build you on just that too. And it's like, that's not my whole personality. I'm another person.
I'm not just a foster kid. Yeah, like, I am so much more than that.
I'm me. I'm Gwen.
Right? And I'm Annie. Like,
that's it.
This is a teen's take on
foster care awareness.
The Other Side is a production of 4-H Unity and WSKG Youth Voices. You can find more of us at wskg.org/theotherside or wherever you get your podcasts. Our executive producers are Brianna Moreno and Kelly Mabee. Community educators Terrence Barcliff, Aaron Every, and Dave Itwilliger. Sound engineering by Seth Nichols. Executive producer is Christine Dempsey, and producer Emily Swan. Thank you to our fellow teen leaders for feedback and support. See you next time on The Other Side.